This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Talk about the As Seen on TV product, Steve. And some that actually people really enjoy.
Yeah.
And they use, and they, you know, it's people, you know, are loyal to their product.
Some people have chimed in. So, Ted, you're talking about the quesadilla maker?
Oh, me and Burris love that thing.
Well, someone says, hey, man, I got a quesadilla maker. We use it all the time. Someone points out the ShamWow. They're saying, like, it's spectacular. Someone else says, the ShamWow guy got beat up by a hooker. Don't know, but that's funny if that's
true.
That
is true.
Really? Hmm.
Yeah, I think he either shorted her money or something. He might have beat up a hooker. It was a bad story.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think ShamWow and hookers, but now I do. Miles, you'll appreciate this. The As Seen on TV Bloomin' Onion Cutter.
Oh, really? I looked at that the other day.
That's why they want you to know.
But the professional one costs like $450.
Right.
Like, surely there's one that's like kind of affordable.
That's what people were saying. They're like, hey, man, there's a much cheaper version. Ted, someone else bragging about their quesadilla maker. All right, Flex Seal shows up a bunch. One guy says the Flex Seal is awesome. Use it for fixing holes in my shed, the metal roof. That's good to know. Someone agrees with you, Ted, that the Squatty Potty is incredible. That's in all caps. Someone else says, we have a shake weight floating around at work that keeps showing up as the white elephant gift.
And finally, we had one here.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah, the shake weight. You're familiar with the Ove Glove?
No.
Oh.
So basically, it's a glorified oven mitt, but you can reach in and handle hot stuff.
Okay. All right?
But this person also, the Bacon Wave. Now, I could not remember the Bacon Wave, so I had to look this up.
Wait a minute. Is that when, like, you can weave all the bacon together and then put it in the...
That's a bacon weave.
Oh,
that the wave. Bacon Wave. Now, this is the product description per Amazon. The Bacon Wave keeps bacon out of the grease but leaves in the flavor of a frying pan while substantially reducing the fat and cholesterol. Bacon Wave is stackable, which means you can cook up to 28 pieces of bacon at once. Just place Bacon Wave.
Damn, that's a whole pack.
Wait. In the microwave, set the timer for 1 minute, blah, blah, blah. But this is what it looks like. So... basically, you take your bacon and you stand it on end. Not vertically,
right.
But you stand it on end, and you can stack them one next to the other, pop that bad boy in the microwave, and pow.
What a deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't know how I feel about microwave bacon.
I do. I don't like it.
Oh, it's terrible. If you're going to, don't waste the bacon. Take right. the time to make bacon. However you make it, in a pan, in the oven, whatever. Just cook the bacon, you know? We do have some of the worst As Seen on TV products.
All right.
A couple of them here. Sauna pants. A lot of gyms have saunas, and they help you lose weight.
Sure.
The guess was that if you put on these sauna pants, you would sweat more downstairs.
That's what I need.
Yeah.
Isn't that like wearing a trash bag when you go for a run, like
that's
wrestlers do?
Yeah.
Also, another worst As Seen on TV product, pajama jeans. So they are pajamas, but they look like jeans. This sounds to me like the perfect way to go to the grocery store in Canada.
Or go to the airport. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, was this like the precursor to the jegging?
You know what? It probably
maybe,
was.
Maybe. We have my secret hair enhancer. Now, this is, if you have a bald spot, it is a spray can, and you spray on fake hair in an aerosol
nice.
Thing.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Covers up the spot there. Ooh, here's a good one. Ted, you could use this. It's called the backup. So if you hate home intruders as much as everyone else does,
all right,
then the backup is a handy gun rack that fits snugly between your bed mattress and your box wing. Spring, so you can whip out your shotgun even when you're lying in the bed itself.
Huh. Good.
Nice.
So basically, it's just like a little drawer. You pop it out. Ooh. There's a thing called a T-I-D-D-Y bear. It's the titty bear.
All right.
It's a fuzzy little teddy bear thing that attaches to seat belts and is designed to relieve pressure wherever you need it.
That's what they named it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Talking toilet paper?
No.
Yeah? Tells you when you need to...
wipe more?
No, it tells you when you need to replace the roll, believe it or not.
You can't look at it and tell.
Well, also, you can record messages on it. So, in other words...
this stinks.
Yeah, like you could say, Susan, will you marry me? Why should you use the bathroom? Just press the button, and you could do it that way.
He proposed to me through toilet paper.
Let's see here. There is the better marriage blanket. They say that sucks. The potty putter.
What is the better marriage blanket?
I don't know.
I mean, blankets are already kind of, you sleep underneath them together.
You should.
Okay, it's a, the better marriage blanket is a state-of-the-art fart-absorbing bedsheet that helps ensure the problem of frequent flatulence never comes between you and your partner. Utilizing activated carbon fabric, same type of fabric that's used in the military, to protect against chemical weapons, this blanket was built to withstand a full-scale mustard gas attack. So they're saying it will help absorb a few Dutch ovens.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that seems pretty solid.
Right.
There's the potty putter, which is a green that you put around the bottom of your toilet.
Of the bowl?
And then there's a cup, and you can work on your putting while you sit on the toilet.
You've got
But
to.
I don't sit when I putt.
Right.
It's just for aim, I guess. And then there's the slob stopper. The infomercial for this product features an embarrassingly everyday situation in which a man sitting in his parked car spills coffee on himself, causing an attractive female passerby to frown. But then, on a later day, the same smooth individual once again spills coffee all over himself, only this time he's wearing a full-length adult bib.
Yeah, because that'll get the chicks, guys.
Causing the same attractive woman to smile instead. Do you guys have a bib guy in your family?
I have one uncle in Texas, and not so much a bib, but...
Napkin tucked in the shirt is what I'm talking.
And, dude, it's as soon as you sit down, and when we go, occasionally he has visited Seattle. Same thing, we go to restaurants. I'm used to seeing him do it, so I don't give it much thought, but I do recognize the people at other tables.
Yep.
They don't give him, like, a mean look, but you're just kind of shocked to see this guy, like, take
My grandfather was tucked the napkin in.
Yeah.
He was also the same guy that would wipe the corner of your mouth or whatever, because he was also a handkerchief guy.
Yeah.
So he would blow his nose in this thing all day, and then if, God forbid, something was on my cheek or whatever, he'd wipe it off with his handkerchief. Would or if I needed to blow my nose and sneeze, he'd
hand it to you.
Yeah, you guys don't have a napkin routine?
No.
A napkin
What's
routine?
What's the napkin routine? I put the napkin on the lap.
Yeah, I put it on the lap, but for whatever reason, I didn't think about it, but like I have a like routine. Like I pull it up. I dab one side of my mouth, then the other, and just slowly cross it over.
Okay, I feel
so you always have a clean area.
Yeah, but it's always the right side, then the left side. And I don't know why, but it's just like a weird napkin routine.
I did do that today, actually, not thinking about it with the 7-Eleven pizza because it is so greasy.
All right.
And you go through a lot of napkins to eat a and still be able to work without like getting your keyboard disgusting. And I realized I was kind of rolling my napkin as I went.
Right, because I always, I guess, have a goal of not using another napkin. Right, so I want
to. Oh,
which really think about till right now. Maybe it's just at home. I'm always like, I'm not using two napkins tonight. Like, let's make this
the one
last.
Napkin night.
Yeah,
it's because wing night's tomorrow. I'm gonna need two.
Right, but I told you, my dad, he sticks it in his crotch.
Tucks it into his pants?
No. Like if you're sitting there and right, not at a table, but if you're like at a tailgate or he's sitting on the couch. He takes his napkin, wipes his mouth, and then he stuffs it like right underneath his junk.
Really?
Yes.
Even in a restaurant?
Not as much in a restaurant, but outside the restaurant. It's going right there.
Okay.
By the way, it says, hey, men's room, I have a potty putter. Someone does own a potty putter, so they can work on their aim, I guess. And someone else says, hey, dude, talking toilet paper roll. And they make a fine point. I cannot believe I overlooked this. It says, thrill, you can remind your daughter to flush.
Oh, maybe that's worth it.
I know you're done. Flush the goddamn toilet. That's exactly what you
get potty putter guy back and ask him if it helped his short game.
What's his handicap?
Okay, hang on.
Right. What's his handicap?
How many three putts you want? Random.
I will wait for the reply and let you know I simply ask, has it helped? Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Matt, welcome to the program. Random question. Okay, let's see what we got with you. Matt, what do you own? Who would you say is bigger than what most people have? You know what I mean?
Like physically bigger?
Well, I mean, you don't talk about your penis, but what do you own that you know is bigger than what most people have?
It can be a truck. It can be a collection. It can be your TV screen. It
Look,
can
I've
be
got a terrible
gaming selection.
I've got mini golf balls.
I got
way more than I need.
I have two. I have a 4-foot bong. I don't use it, but I've had it for probably like 6 years.
That's a perfect example.
And you'll never get rid of it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm honestly surprised it hasn't broken, but I, you know.
Is it glass or is it plastic?
It's glass. That's why, like, the thing is, I can't even really use it anymore because since it's glass, it had a glass slide, but it's like custom. It has like a kink halfway down it, and I can't find a new slide.
Ah, okay.
It's not usable, but I mean, if I searched, I'm sure I could fix it.
How much did that cost?
It's not kink. Kink shame our bongs, all right?
What was the price tag on that bad boy?
Like $350 or something. It was back when I was selling weed, so it wasn't. Yeah.
So you probably got money. I was going to say that's actually cheaper than I would think. I mean, I've seen some beautiful pieces, not 4 feet tall, but these beautiful 18-inch bongs. These things go for like $750.
Yeah, they had some that much, but it was like I think honestly it was the glass thickness, and I had been to that shop for so many years. I think the guy gave me a deal on it.
Cool.
But I don't remember.
Right. I actually have a bong at home that I won't use. I got it as a birthday gift, but it is gorgeous. So it's sitting in my bedroom, but I haven't smoked that.
Hundreds of bucks, you think?
I'm guessing because it was a birthday gift from the wife, like here. So I have the cheaper one downstairs, just standard, right? But this thing, it is gorgeous. And I'm like, I don't want to junk this thing up, man. I really, really don't. So now it's just this glass piece of art.
Yeah.
That I don't let the kids touch.
A lot of them are just art. So I
yeah.
Growing up, my buddy had a 6-footer. You couldn't light it. You had to have somebody else light it for you.
Yeah. I had one of those too, the plastic one.
Yeah, exactly. Just a big ass.
Yeah, you need two people.
Well, not only that, but if you do it by yourself, you need like one of those lighters that has like the stick, barbecue.
And that's if you could still reach it.
Yes, barely.
I passed out doing that. I never did it again by myself. I just remembered this actually. I hit that 4-footer and I went to go put it away because I keep it on a shelf and I made a mistake of standing up. And next thing I knew, I was on the ground and it was laying across my chest. I could have died.
Yeah. I could have died doing a bong hit.
That is how that works. That is when weed gets dangerous. By the way, the guy that has the potty putter, he says it's definitely helped his game. He says it's hard to use the squatty potty and the potty putter at the same time. This is from the Way High Window guy. But he says it helps.
All right. Very good. Well, I played golf with him before. The reason we asked, what do you own that's bigger than most people? It's one thing to shoplift, as they say, an adult toy, but when you're brave enough to steal a 3-footer, you deserve to be at least a semi-celebrity. The footage from Las Vegas shows a man casually walking away with his toy, does not look bothered, he throws it over his shoulder. Moment was caught at the Deja Vu Love Boutique in Vegas. Do we know where that is, the Deja Vu Love Boutique?
I don't. I just assume it's the strip, but I don't know.
The man took the giant toy named Moby, valued at $2,000.
I see what they did there.
He picked it up, he threw it over his shoulder, and he brazenly walks off. Although you might think it's funny, it is no laughing matter for the store's employees. A spokesman for Deja Vu, Ryan Carlson, said, "Sadly, the pandemic has encouraged even the scummiest of scumbags to steal the strangest products from innocent businesses. The landmark item in our store is worth nearly $2,000. So if you happen to see a 3-foot penis sitting around, please turn in the 6-foot tall D who stole it. We would appreciate it."
I can see. I mean, if it's retail value, who would spend $2,000 on that?
Yeah. A store worker named Laura.
Can't put a price on pleasure.
Laura declined to give her last name. Said the impressive phallus is named after a Herman Melville book.
Wait, let's see. What a clue. I'm pretty sure I heard this on Final Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm. You can find one of these similar toys on Amazon with a price tag of $586. It is described as the world's largest retail dildo.
Retail.
Yes.
Retail.
You know. You get those custom ones.
The listing states.
It's like buying a stock car.
The listing states there may even be a soul out there brave or talented enough to use Moby as a traditional unit the way it's supposed to be used.
Yeah.
So.
Random, oh, hey, real quick, random, an update. Random, one of the stupid as seen on TV probably gives the bib.
Right.
The bib, which we all agreed, as you said, the commercial shows some guy spills coffee on his lap.
Yeah, the body bib.
What was it called? Body.
It's like the old body bib.
Right. Well, someone here says, wait. The full-length bib in the car is amazing. Mine are homemade, and I make sure that my kids are wearing them, and I wear it when I'm eating and driving. It saves many clothes. It makes a handy napkin, but I don't pull one out of the bag. So this
just... That's like somebody saying I duct tape my phone to my head because I don't need hands.
Time.
You're not supposed to be eating when you're driving a lot. You know what I mean?
Well, hey, he doesn't worry about spilling anything on him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, you sexy bitches.
Hola.
Scott, welcome to the program. Random question, question. You're a good-looking guy, right, Scott?
Good enough, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, you know, oftentimes in the world of dating or whatever, or life in general, you know, you're kind of involved in the chase. You know, you do your best to see if you can go on a date or whatever. Mm-hmm. But in this case, has anyone unexpectedly offered to give you some of their services?
And not a prostitute.
Well, it could be a prostitute.
Yeah. That's happened.
Okay. What was the situation behind it?
Oh, gosh. I can conjure up a couple different ones. The one that I think of the most that worked out very, very good to my advantage. A gal, I went over to a party, super hungover, and she came up and she's like, "Oh my gosh, are you the glassblower?" And I was like, yes, that's me. And she was like, "Okay, cool." And she smoked me a bowl of weed, and I snuck her into the bar that night, because she was only 20. And then she actually drove me back to back to my house, and gave a very, very good session.
So she was impressed that you were the glass blower. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
When you watch the movie with Samuel L. Jackson, does it bug you when he plays the role of Mr. Glass?
Not at all. I love Samuel.
Okay. Do you make like art stuff or practical stuff?
Practical, all functional art, glass for smoking.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Now we're interested.
Ted.
What?
Ted, I don't own a microwave either.
Oh.
I have a toaster oven, and my friends look at me like I'm a mutant. And I think it's fantastic.
I don't care about that. Back to the bong making. All right, look. Could you blow us some men's room bowls?
Yeah, you want one?
Hell yeah, we want one.
Yes.
What are you talking about? We need something to put on our desk back there, just in case.
What kind of question is that?
Just in case. Somebody walks in and goes, "I don't have anything to smoke this out of," like we do.
I'll put it in the mail tomorrow.
Thanks, we appreciate that.
All right. I dig it.
See. Reason we asked who unexpectedly offered you sex. British Airways investigating reports of one of their stewardesses is selling sex in her undergarments during and in between flights.
This is the first time I've been interested in British Airways.
For $33, a passenger can be the new owner of her underwear.
Yeah,
twice that will be a securing fee where a prospective client can meet her in a hotel, according to the paper. Passengers are also promised unspecified adult entertainment on board.
Okay.
All you got to do, quote, is give me a sum of money, and you'll be treated to a whole different experience of your choice. You flew British Airways.
I did.
Anything like this happen to you?
They were very nice, and they were great.
Next time, just put 66 bucks ever? Down and see.
I remember when you flew Virgin?
Yeah.
It was like that.
And by the way, none of those flight attendants lived up to the name Virgin.
Like the flight to London, one of the best, funnest flights I've ever been on. The flight back sucked.
Why is that? Because it wasn't British Airways?
It was like 11 and a half hours. I had six drinks and they cut me off.
Oh.
No. I swear.
Six drinks in 11 and a half hours? You're still legal to drive.
Trust me. I will put this nicely. The average age had to be around 70 with the people working this flight. I don't know how you guys are doing that. Like, we've been on this flight for 6 hours.
More of the random question coming up, 206-421-ROCK.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The men's room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Our phone's just crapped out. If you're on hold there for the random question, give us a call back. 206-421-ROCK. In the meantime, I should ask you guys a random question.
Let's get it, Miles. Let's get it.
Random.
What would you guys say that you would like named after you? Random, if they said, hey, I'm going to name something after you. You know, the president gets a library.
All right.
You know, some people in their hometowns get a street named after them.
Yeah.
There's that guy, the mayor of that town in Indiana, Mr. Balls.
Harry Ball, this sounds got true.
Yeah.
He did not get a name that. This guy was the mayor of this town in Indiana. He was elected to four consecutive terms. Whatever the city was, could have been Indianapolis, but whatever the city was, apparently he helped turn it around. He got economic development brought in there, man. He got people to invest money. This guy was beloved, so they opened this new administrative building. They wanted to name it after him, truly, to pay an honor to this guy. But they ended up not doing it because it would have been called the Harry Balls Building. I mean, that was the guy's name. His name was Harry Ball. It's supposed to be B-A-A-L-S, but they're like, so in spite of all of his contributions to this city finding its fortunes, you still won't get it. But for me personally, probably be a base.
Okay.
Like some concept I came up with that people like enough. Because, like, look, it's not going to be universal, but for people that play bass, like, ooh, I want the thrill bass.
And that'd probably be the one that you custom built.
Which actually I did, in case you're wondering. So the things I went with, typical four strings. But beyond that, half fretted, half fretless. I wanted that because you can't really find that anywhere, depending on how you feel. Tremolo bar, kill switch, and then a pickup configuration. Okay. That is real specific to me. It's what I wanted.
Ted?
I don't know which team. Probably Maryland, but I like a parking lot named after me.
How about the stadium?
Yeah, but stadium names are this and that. I like the idea of being like, oh, I park in the Smith lot. Like, that's good.
They'll never change it.
So based on tailgating?
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's all it is. Right. It's for tailgating.
And they wouldn't change it. You know what I mean? Like, they change stadium. You get the right corporate sponsor. What about you, man?
You know, I'm not sure, but I definitely think...
It should be a golf club.
That in Seattle, yeah, one that you miss every shot with. Like, you want to suck? Buy the Montgomery Putter.
You'll slice no matter what.
I mean, like, even if it was just like Queen Anne or someplace like that, don't you find it weird that there's not like a 5 or 6 block area where the streets are named after famous musicians?
And this town,
like, so there's first town, maybe that's Hendrix Street. Second is Pearl Jam Street.
Sure.
Third is Alice in Chains Boulevard.
Andrew Wood
Fourth
Avenue.
Is Soundgarden Street. Right, exactly. Like, just one area. Where kind of like, you know what I mean, even if it's Death Cab for Cutie, Dave Matthews, whatever. There's a lot of musicians in town.
The problem is musicians always
But
musicians always play at different places.
Yeah, they
right?
do.
So like baseball players, sometimes you get a road by the stadium renamed after you because like the Mariners are always going to play in the same spot.
Sure.
But I think for musicians, it's tougher. It's like, I don't know. It would seem odd. You're just going to change First Avenue to...
But the difference is this. But every city, you know... anytime you have your prodigal son or daughter, as it were.
Doesn't AC/DC have a boulevard in Australia?
Probably. They probably. I'm sure there's Wiggles Avenue. But
yeah, probably is.
Wiggles Way.
Yeah, there you go. Wiggles Way. But yeah, you know, but you take pride. Like, Alice in Chains has toured the world. But they're getting honored by Mopon.
Right.
Right. Because they're a Seattle band. I mean, that's what matters. Yeah. So you feel like in that, you know, Chris Cornell has a statue. Jimi Hendrix has a statue.
Yeah.
All that kind of thing. Look, Aberdeen, Washington, like, you know what's up. But at least you can claim Kurt Cobain, right?
Sure.
I would change everything to Kurt Cobain there. I would change it from Aberdeen. Because when you say Aberdeen, Washington, people are like, oh. It's, now I'm from Cobain, Washington. Oh, cool. Now it's cool all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. It is. I'm still thinking about the chaos that goes on with the Ted Smith lot.
Oh, dude, but it'd be different, right? Because if they named it after you, grills built in, like at the end for every three parking spots.
Yeah, but you mean like everybody's got, you know, like you bring your charcoal, like going to a park.
But everybody knows when you go to a tailgate, there's a certain lot that's like the crazy one.
Sure.
You know, that's the one I want the Ted Smith
lot. Don't you think all those parking lots should have kind of like independent food vendors too? Like food trucks and stuff?
No.
You don't think so?
That's part of the tailgate experience. It's like your own little personal festival, man.
Yeah, but what if you just want to walk through and get a corn dog?
Well, you better meet somebody that has a tailgate.
Okay.
Well, when you go to the stadium, there's plenty of food for sale. But the tailgate is different. That's like your private little... It's that understanding between the cops, the university...
The cops don't show up at the Smith lot.
Right. They show up for the fights. That happened once in a while.
Sure, it's okay.
The lot. But right, I think that's like the understanding is like the campus cops, like everybody just kind of goes, all right, you guys are going to sit here for a few hours, do what you do, and then pay for stuff when you get in the stadium.
There you go, right.
Okay, to raise my ass, what would you like named after you? There is a petition going on now in Vancouver, B.C., and they call for the city's, quote, favorite son... who has proudly helped elevate the positive profile of his hometown to a worldwide audience to have his very own street.
Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds Boulevard.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they're looking to do.
I love Reynolds.
How can you not
Everybody
like Ryan Reynolds?
Everybody likes Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
you know what I don't?
Why?
Because he's Canadian.
Oh, good point. Oh,
Jesus. Random. You both looked so random, legit and smiled when you were like, we like him.
You like him, I'm away. Random. Hello, Patrick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola, guys.
Hola.
Patrick, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's see what we got here. Okay, how about this one? What would you say is the longest you or someone you know, for whatever reason, kind of just disappeared and was missing? And did you ever find out whatever happened to them or where they went? Some people just blow out of town and never hear from them again.
Longest, like friend, is that what you said? Or just person I know?
Yeah, someone you know, family member, friend.
Yeah, I got a buddy that kind of went the wrong way. I've always kind of wondered, you know, what happened to him. It's been about 6 years since I've seen him.
And you, no correspondence? He hasn't reached out?
No. He's like, you know, he's in that bad slums right now. So, I had no idea what happened to him. But
okay.
He was at my wedding. You know what I mean? So, he was close to me at one point, and then he went the wrong way, so...
Is he not even, like, on Facebook or anything?
No. Like, he's completely, like... He shut down. Like, I have no idea what happened to him.
Interesting.
I know what he's doing, but I just don't know where he's at. You know, I'm curious.
Right. Yeah. Well, a lot of people have those problems.
A lot of times when you know what they're doing, that's why you don't know where they're at. Yeah.
You know what you assume that they're up to, but you don't know exactly whatever.
Just don't know where they're doing it.
Right? Yeah.
I always think of the same, you know, how, you know, I hope he's being safe or, you know, whatever, you know.
Okay. Do you guys have anybody that you know that basically just completely just is gone?
It was a couple that was family friends of ours growing up. They had three sons, knew them very well, interacted a lot. Their oldest son, this guy named Ronald, I guess he'd be about 56 now. So I don't know how long he's been missing, but my mom still talks to his mom probably at least once a month. So they're still very close. And we hear plenty about the two younger sons. But when you bring up Ronald, like, they honestly do not know where he is, what happened to him, if he's dead, if he's alive. It's just one of those things where they say, well, he got into trouble when he was younger, which a lot of us did. But
yeah.
But I was never gone. And I was in plenty of trouble. And it may have been hard to find me, but I'd never actually disappeared. But this guy, and again, we're talking over 20, 30 years now, they just don't know where he's at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I definitely know people that have... gone the wrong path.
Sure.
But I also don't talk to as many people that knew them directly.
Right.
So I don't know that it's fair to say they're gone, but I mean, you don't see them on any social stuff or anything like that.
Right.
And,
right.
And I mean, look, there's, I don't even, there's just a certain times you make choices. Like, there's not,
right.
There's nowhere to go from there.
Yep, that's it.
Except down.
Reason we asked, what's the longest you or someone you know went missing and what the hell happened to him? A Florida man went out on his boat Friday afternoon.
All right.
He failed to return. But in a Thanksgiving weekend miracle, he survived the ordeal and was found late Sunday morning, 86 miles offshore of Port Canaveral in Florida. Stuart B., who was 62, was clinging to his capsized boat. There wasn't much sticking out of the water.
Clinging to it.
He was clinging.
Jesus.
It had already tipped over.
Right.
He was just sitting on the top of the back. Crew members aboard a passing container ship ultimately spotted and rescued him. It's an amazing story. We're just very thankful for the motor vessel Angelus and their entire crew for keeping a sharp lookout, according to the Coast Guard. And we're just very thankful, especially during the holiday season, that we can bring this man home to his family. The pictures of the rescue are insane.
I mean, you
could not imagine what would be going through your head at this point, knowing that you are in the middle of the ocean on a capsized boat. There's nothing you can do.
Would you rather be middle of the desert stranded, middle of the woods stranded, or capsized boat stranded?
Woods.
Yeah, I'm taking woods.
Woods.
Because you can find something to eat.
Shelter, hopefully.
Hopefully,
some water.
Desert, I feel like you're just effed. But the ocean, I just feel like you have enough time to think about all the horrible things looking up at you.
Yeah,
right.
Ocean, you're going to be eaten. That's a fact. That's a fact
thought.
One way or another. Woods, there is a possibility.
Sure.
That you'll be eaten.
But at least I live on land, so even though this might be stupid, I feel like I have a fighting chance.
You feel like if a coyote or two ate me, or a bear, that makes sense. I'm in the woods.
Now, that said,
a coyote would only pick at you.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd take you down. Now, that bear's going to rip you from limb.
But
I don't know. You saw The Revenant. He survived. However, after watching the movie The Gray, you don't want to deal with wolves.
He survived that bear attack?
I thought he did. Right.
Did the bear eat him, or the bear
get... I think the bear just attacked him,
the bear, like,
messed him up.
Oh, I thought
slapped him around a bit. I never saw the movie.
Did you see the movie?
I did see the movie, and the whole thing is that he kind of beat the odds by surviving the bear attack. A revenant is actually a type of ghost. So that's kind of how he works. He wasn't supposed to live, but he did.
Sure.
So now he's an official ghost?
Basically,
yeah. Oh, all right, that's cool.
Casper the Hairy Ghost.
Yeah. Random. The non-tastiest random, ghost you know, apparently. Random.
Hello, Rob. Welcome to the men's room. Random.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
Rob, welcome to the program. The random question.
Hey, you guys, this is the last two questions. There's a county in Michigan named after my family, and my granddad was killed in action in Bataan in World War II 3 years before he returned home.
Wow.
So is it named after him?
No, it's named after a Secretary of State from decades ago.
Okay.
Damn.
Do you have any children?
No.
You want some?
You do not have any children.
Okay. All right.
I do not have any children that I know of.
Okay. All right. We'll go with a different question for you. What would you say is an item in your home that you own that you probably need to replace? It's getting to that time. You put it off. It could be very important. Could be insignificant, but what do you need to replace?
It'd be your girlfriend.
Well, no, not my girlfriend. I did just replace my hot water heater because it started leaking. My second hot water heater started leaking. So that was everything else is more or less new.
How about a little bit more on the smaller scale of things?
Toothbrush, even.
I just replaced the top of my toothbrush, my Sonic toothbrush.
Because it's like brushing your teeth with a sponge.
I put a new top on there, man. It's a whole new ball game.
It really is.
Yeah.
Oh, microwave. Microwave's 20 years old.
20 years old? You can probably cook your food on the outside of that goddamn thing.
Does it still work?
Yes, it still works. It still works really well.
Aren't those really high power? Yeah. Haven't they brought the power level down microwaves over the years?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I mean, a microwave that's old, that's fine.
But it's from 2000, I feel better. If you say, like, 1986, like, bro, you need to get that out of your house.
When I'm reading about microwave, just, you know, the waves themselves, I think you need something that's really well sealed. Like, you know, like, I don't know.
I have an air fryer that has kind of replaced a lot of the load of the microwave.
Yeah,
I see.
My oven does convection. My oven is a convection oven, and the oven above the oven is another convection oven. So I've got the microwave gets used. It just doesn't get used a lot.
Okay.
Sure. All right.
Okay. What do you use your microwave for? Ted, you're microwave free?
Yep.
You seem to do fine without it. Like, where is the inconvenience here? If I really don't have it.
I don't think there is one, man.
I use my microwave for popcorn.
Okay. All right.
That's it.
Yep.
That's popcorn, maybe reheating certain things.
Maybe, but you...
Like a piece of lasagna, kind of. Like, you got to get out a bowl or a Pyrex pan and put it in a toaster.
But your lifestyle changes, right? So...
Yeah, I eat it cold.
If you just eat it straight out of the fridge. Mm-hmm. I already cooked the noodles. But it's just one of those things where, like, if you're hungry, you just start earlier. If it's going to be, you'll preheat the oven, go do something else. Throw it in the oven, go do something else, come back.
I usually like for melting a little bit of butter or something like that.
You got a stove.
That's about it.
Yeah. I mean, just, I realize when moving to the new house, I'm like, I don't want a microwave.
So you don't want a microwave? To defend these people that can't peel their own hard-boiled eggs.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do. Because that is so convenient.
Reason we asked, what items that you own maybe you need to replace? They asked a bunch of experts how often you need to replace different household items. And ideally, you should replace, believe it or not, your pillows how often?
Oh, God.
More than I have.
A year.
A year?
You should buy new pillows every year.
What if you don't put your head on them?
Well, then you're probably then
you
okay.
Why would you buy pillows?
Well...
Do you have a pillowless bed, or do you just take the pillows off?
No, every time I make my bed, the two pillows are there. Then some point during the night, like I shift one over to the floor, and sometimes I hug one.
Okay. But you don't use a pillow for your head.
I do not,
So you
man.
Probably don't need it every year.
No.
Or sometimes they go between the legs.
Then you should replace it every 3 months.
Okay, we've talked about this one, the loofah in your shower.
Oh, yeah.
What was that, like once a month?
Every 3 months.
Every three months.
Because
okay.
I bought one and it said 3 month loofah. And I realized the loofah I had basically broke apart and had been in there for over a year.
Yeah.
Dead serious.
I mean, right now I'm thinking about the disgusting, what do you call it? When you're cleaning stuff in your sink.
Sponge?
Oh, yeah, I need to get some new sponges.
I need to do that.
That's
man.
Number four, your kitchen sponge. Open one every how many weeks?
Three.
Two.
Minimum two.
Oh, okay.
The minimum of 2 weeks.
But here was the problem. I was kind of tracking with that, probably about once every 3 weeks, but then I ran out of sponges.
How about your toothbrush? This is going to really...
3 months?
3 months.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. Do you? I don't. Okay. I don't replace it every 3 months.
This is a weird one, but do you guys own a first aid kit?
I do not.
You might not need to replace everything. But as far as some of the lotions and some of the gels.
Oh, like, right. For burns and all that.
Yeah, exactly. Most of that stuff expires in 3 years.
Well, I don't have one, so we're fine.
How about smoke detectors?
The detector itself?
The battery, the detector, all those things.
And the battery, generally, I replace when it beeps.
Yeah, the detector, I don't
know.
I thought
you had to check it like once a year and make sure it still works.
You should, and you should replace the battery. Do you own a carbon monoxide detector?
I do.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
Those every 5 years.
Okay.
Your smoke detectors every 10.
All right.
And the one thing that I guarantee you do not have in your house.
Okay.
That you need to replace after 12 years. Fire extinguisher.
Yep.
They say you need to recharge every 5 or 6 years. You disposable kind need to be replaced after 12.
What, does it just lose its juice, so to speak? Doesn't have the poof?
I have never opened one up. That is one of those things in my life that I can say, maybe fortunately, I've never used.
I've opened one ever, and the restaurant itself was on fire. Not a massive fire, we're going to die kind of fire, but it was big enough that we're not putting it out with our normal stuff. We had the fire extinguisher, and I got to be honest with you, we're all racing to get it. It's one of those things like, dude, we need the fire extinguisher, and it's just all guys, and we're all racing because there was something kind of exhilarating about doing it. And it wouldn't matter if there was a fire or not.
The fire extinguisher, random, too. Random, you will be random, shocked. Random, like, those things random, do their job.
They do their job, and they leave random, the air is, like, cloudy random, for, like, an hour after.
I've heard the cleanup's kind of tough, but then again, something's on fire, so that's not the worst.
Yeah, just
that's
don't
fine.
Care.
Put it out.
Yeah. Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Tony, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. Tony, what would you say is the strangest thing that you've hit with your car?
Ooh.
Oh, man. A person, that's the only thing I can think of.
That's kind of a big deal. That's the number one answer. You hit a person?
Well, he was riding his bike and going up a hill, and he was wearing all black. And I was making a left-hand turn, and I was looking the other way, and went out, and I hit him.
And what is it like for you? Do you know instantly what it is that you've hit, or do you have to, like, stop, pull over, get out of the car, and see?
I thought I killed him, honestly. I got out, and he just had to go somewhere, and he just said, okay, that's okay, and took off.
Was he wearing a helmet?
He wasn't wearing a helmet. I think he was like some homeless guy or something.
The guy wearing all black on the bike at night? I'm going to guess no.
Was the bike that he stole salvageable?
He took off on it.
So okay, I guess it was.
I felt so bad. I was like, oh my God, I killed this guy. I should have been more responsible.
I'm telling you what, man, the population in my neighborhood, you're like, dude, that guy, man, he's not doing too well off, but he's got a $10,000 triathlon bike.
Yeah, I know.
Guess he's getting his rides in, you know?
Yeah, and he looks great.
Yeah. Reason we asked, what did you hit with your car? One woman is uninjured after crashing into a horse early Monday morning in Benton County, Washington. Deputies say the wreck happened at 6:40 a.m. on King Toll Road. Officials say the woman was uninjured. No word on the condition of the horse. They blocked off King Toll Road for about 3 hours, trying to clear up the mess. As you know, it was foggy as hell.
Yes.
Has been for the last couple days. Either way, why is there a horse in the middle of the road?
That's a good question.
No word on when the road will be back open. However, authorities estimate the wreck would be cleared within a few hours there. But
damn.
Drove into a horse. It's not what you expect to see. Still to come, your guess is as good as mine in categories today: household chores that suck and the best food from around the world next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.